Guten Morgen, Kinder. Meine Messer ist rot mit Blut. It's 1930 UTC, which means you're listening to another exciting episode of Golden Hour Antics with me. My name is Tobe. I will be your host for the next 30 minutes. And I am outdoors at Herrenhaven during Golden Hour. And I realize I don't get out here at this time as much as I used to for various reasons, but geez, today I am up and around late. I got up this morning and I was in bad enough shape that I could not do anything except pretty much lay around on the ground. Luckily, there was a bunch of football on. I had a rough night, too. And luckily, overnight, there was even more football on, which we'll talk about in a minute. But after taking a nap and eating some food, I thought, you know, I think I'm good enough to get up and start moving. So, just in time for Golden Hour at Herrenhaven. Will we find some interesting dudes today? I sure am hoping so. If not, that's okay too. And I am actually missing a football game right now. But that's okay. This is not a critical one that I need to see. But oh boy, do we have got a lot of football going on. Not only was it international break, so, you know, last weekend, what is today, Thursday? Last weekend was international break, and what that means is all the leagues in all the countries suspend play, and everybody goes home to their home country and plays on their home country's national team. And in this case, it's for World Cup qualifying. So we've got that going on. And today, there's some repeats of some of those games. I didn't get to see all of them over the weekend. There's a whole bunch. And I think I only managed to watch like six. So I've got a few that I need to catch up on. On top of that, what else is going on in the football world? Yes, the under 20 Women's World Cup is underway. And yes, that's a thing. If you don't understand what I mean by under 20, I mean under 20 years of age. Yes, there are World Cups for each and every age group of player. That's how popular the game is. All right. So before I talk more about football, I've got to walk through the cut here and in the wind. It's breezy, but it's warm out still. And now I don't see any matis out here. I was looking for matis and I don't see any. Don't see any matis. That's okay. All right, so let's walk back. I'm a little slow today, but that's okay. I'm not on the clock. I don't have anywhere to be except here. So anyway. Yes, there is a World Cup for every age group in football and for each sex. So right now we're having the under 20 Women's World Cup. And it is being hosted, get this is the weird part. You know, there's a host country every year, right? For every World Cup, some country has to host it and everybody goes there and they play their tournament. So where is the under 20 Women's World Cup being held this year? Get this, Papua New Guinea. Yeah, that sort of struck me as being weird too. I didn't know they had the infrastructure, but don't get me wrong, for, you know, the under 20 women's World Cup, they don't need the gigantic stadiums. And in fact, I've seen high school soccer stadiums that are bigger than what's going on at Port Moresby. All right, I'm walking out over the boardwalk, and I can see funny waves, but I think it's just the wind. Oh, I'm standing over the water now, looking for dudes. I don't see any dudes. I heard something over there. What is that? Oh, it's a scratty. He's under a tree. Oh, he's swimming right up to me. Oh, he just dove. He dove. He's gonna swim under the boardwalk, right, pretty much right under me. Oh my goodness, it's Mr. Scratty. I'm waiting for him to come out the other side. I've got my camera ready, but he's not gonna pop up. No, he's gonna swim a ways. I have a feeling he's going over to that, the bank. There is a scratty den over there, usually. And it looked like he had something in his mouth, so he's probably building up a den for the winter or something. But that was awesome. We finally got to see our scratty again. Yay, Mr. Scratty. And I'm trying to look over to see where he went, but I've got to look right into the sun, and the sun is really low. It's golden hour. I'm staring right into the sun. Now here's more weird waves. What is going on over here? Is this jumping fish? What is causing this water action over here? I'm looking down into the water with my polarized glasses on, and I can't tell what's causing commotion over here. There's some more action right up here. What is going on up here? I'm seeing more and more weird stuff. It must just be fishies and frogs eating and feeding, and I don't actually Oh, nope. It was another scratty. Is that my same scratty, or was that a different scratty? Oh my goodness, there he is. He's about 4 or 5 meters away. He's swimming back under the boardwalk now. I'm almost out towards the end of the boardwalk. I'm trying to turn my camera back on. Is he going to come out this side? No, I think he turned around. He's trying to be tricky. And that was a fish. There's fish darting around. And there's a lot of water movement under the end of the boardwalk. So, yeah, we've got a scratty under there somewhere, and the scrat is spooking the fish, and so the fish come darting out, and they make little waves. Where's my scratty addy? Oh, this is just great. We're getting so much scrat action. All right, I'm clear out at the end of the boardwalk, and I was thinking maybe that scrat went out there. I don't see him anywhere. I can see some various ducks. Quacky, quacky duckers. And I think this scrat is right under my feet. Whoa! I don't know if you heard that, but somebody just splashed me. Somebody just splashed me and said, "Hey, you're spooking my ass. You got to get away." And that was Mr. Scratty. Where did he go? Oh, this is awesome. Oh, yes. I was hoping that coming out here during golden hour would be worth it. Totally worth it. Totally worth it. It's sunny, it's clear, it's actually pretty warm. All things considered, it's probably a little bit more than 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Oh, yeah. I'm sort of walking around on this little platform that is the end of the boardwalk, checking all the edges, seeing if anybody's still hanging out somewhere. Where did my scratty go? He was over here when he splashed me. He was right there, and he went ka-choon. And I think Mr. Muskrat has left the immediate vicinity. Because I'm not seeing any more water movement. Oh, and then as I turn around to go the other way, there's a scratty all the way back at the bend of the boardwalk, at the little hexagon part of the boardwalk. He's swimming underneath the hexagon now. I really want to try to get a picture of this guy. Just so, you know, we can all see Mr. Scratty swimming around. He's still under the boardwalk. Yeah, there's a lot of ripples of water going on. There's something going on back here. I'm slowly kind of sneaking up on the hexagon. I can't see my Scratty anywhere, but I know he's under there because there's lots of water ripples. Now, where did he go? Where's my little Scratty Matty? I'm at the hexagon. I think he has moved. Where did he go? I don't have any more water ripples. Scratty! Oh, there's ripples over there. Okay, I think he's been swimming underneath the boardwalk. Because we've got ripples over... Yeah, okay, there he is. He went back under... Wait, now where is he? Oh, I see him. He's under the tree. There's this tree that has fallen into the water. And now I lost him again. Is he still over there? I see ripples of water. I can't see my Scratty though. Yeah, when we first came out here, he was hiding under these branches that dipped down into the water. And now where did he go? I'm seeing ripples. I think he's over there. It's the Scratty Mystery Hour. We got to find where our Scratties are going. Where did he go? He must be going over there. Wait. Got him. He's under the water. He's real close to me. He's 3 meters away, underwater, coming out this other side of the boardwalk. Come on, surface. He's playing submarine tricks. And he won't come to the surface so I can take his Matty picture. Oh, come on, Matties. Now where did he go? Now he's probably swimming under the boardwalk so I can't see him. He's swimming under my feet somewhere. Did he go back up here? I'm trying to look under the... Yes! He's just playing games with me. This guy is now back up at the hexagon part of the... As I walk down the boardwalk... He swims underneath it, and he swims the opposite way I've been going. And now he's back under this hexagon part. Or is it an octagon? Who cares? It doesn't matter. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's a septagon. And this Matty is under it, and now I think he's going back out towards the end of the boardwalk. Of course, I can't see him. I'm just following the ripples in the water. I walk one way, he walks the other way. I play the same game with my cat. Except we do it around a table. Oh, there he goes. He swam underneath me again. There he is. He's by the boardwalk. My damn camera keeps going into power saver mode. I hate power saver modes. And right, so I can't take a picture. Now the Scratty is back under the boardwalk. Now I'm gonna fake him out. I'm just gonna stand here and pretend I'm walking down there. He'll come back this way. No, he's wise to my tricks. He's listening for my footsteps on the boardwalk. You can't trick a muskrat because they're smarter than me, I guess. Where is that Scratty? Now where did he go? I want to take a picture of my Scratty buddy because I haven't taken a picture of a muskrat since early spring. Yeah, okay. Now this guy's just messing with me. Where did he get to now? Okay, there's ripples over there, but those are non-directional ripples, so that's fish. Yeah, eventually, once you start watching dudes long enough, hey, why is this log rolling over? Oh my god. I'm standing here and about 1.5 meters away from me in the water, there's this log. It just rolled because this scratty swam underneath it. Now where is he going? He's going up here. Come on, come on out of the water, Scratty. I want to take a picture of you. Are we going to get any Scratty photos today? See, now I've lost him again. So the first thing I need to do is turn around and look behind me. I don't see any ripples over there. Well, some wind, but... where's my Scratty Addy? Where did he get off to this time? Oh, I see him. He's in the reeds. He's hiding. I can see his butt sticking up in the waters. Oh, that's all I can see though is his butt. Oh wait, I might have gotten a picture. He turned around and he was sort of swimming my way. All right, now he's in the shallow water. And okay, where did he go? He just went down. Oh, I think I seen him. He's swimming very slow as to not make any ripples in the water. And I think he's trying to pull up some cattails now. I see some bubbles where he is. Oh, there he is. Click. I think I got a picture. Oh, yes. Come on, Mr. Scratty. Say hi. Say cheese, please. Because you are the scrattiest. Yeah, okay. He's looking at these... he's looking at some cattail reeds because he's thinking, oh, these will be very yummy for me. Yeah, he's diving down and he's trying to pull them up by the roots. So I think he's digging a little bit. He's causing funny little ripples in the water. He's trying to yank. I can see the cattails moving. He's underwater completely and he's grabbing the cattails. Oh, he just peeks his head up. He's got his head poked out and he's looking at me. He says, hi. And I said, hi, Monty. I mean, hi, Scratty. Scratties are water moths, kind of. Now he surfaces a little bit. Oh, he dives back down and he shows me his butt. And he is diving again. And his tail is sticking up out of the water a little bit as he's trying to pull up cattail shoots. Oh, here he comes. Got a good picture of him, I think. He's gonna come out the other side. Oh, is he swimming underneath me? He swam under the boardwalk. Where did he go? And I think he's just swimming right underneath me. So he can get away from me. I thought he was gonna come out this other side. Where are you going, Scratty? All right, well, I guess we can leave Mr. Scratty alone now that we got a couple pictures. Yay, Scratties, we love them very much. But you don't want to spook a muskrat. Oh, no, he did swim underneath me. He's back out at the hexagon. He just takes a shortcut to the middle of the boardwalk, and then he just swims under the boardwalk, totally avoiding me. And now as I walk back towards the hexagon, yeah, there's big ripples of water. He's doing something. He might be making a little shelter or something underneath here. I've seen these guys do it before, out at the end of the boardwalk. They'll just pile up mud and reeds and stuff and make little scratty huts. Okay, well, we got some muskrat action during Golden Hour. You're listening to Golden Hour Antics with me. My name's Tobe. Turning off my camera. Maybe. Because my camera is dumb. They call these smart cameras, but they are not smart enough for me. If it was a smart camera, it would know not to go into sleep mode during these critical animal stalks. Wow. Okay, we're leaving the boardwalk. Ow, that was my wrist. That was great. Some muskrat action. We love our scratties. Yes, we do. They're very nice. The one thing you need to know about muskrats, though, is you do not want to sneak up on them. This is going to be a pretty rare occurrence, and it might take you a while, after becoming familiar with muskrats, to actually be able to sneak up on one. However, like I said, do not do this, because muskrats do have a defensive weapon, and it is it is an area of effect weapon. Muskrats are called muskrats because they do have a musk that they can release when they feel that they are in danger. And it smells so bad that you will get sick if, you know, you're right up on top of it. And this has happened to me before. One time I was walking out to the boardwalk there, and there was one right at the bank, right at the edge of the water. And he was right at the edge of the boardwalk, too. I didn't know he was there. And I was walking out under the boardwalk, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. And I was not recording anything or talking, or I was just, oh, there's another one. There was another Scratty here in the sub pond. I see Scratty. He's underwater now. I saw his tail. Wow. That was definitely a different scrat. So we have seen at least two, possibly three muskrats today so far. Yeah, so anyway, I was walking out on the boardwalk, nice and quiet and stealthy. Next thing I know, there was this big splash. He bailed into the water and released his stink bomb at the same time, and I started to gag. And you're talking to a guy here who can handle some pretty brutal smells. I don't have a problem with most mercaptans. Like skunks. Smell of a skunk, even right up on top of it, it doesn't really do anything for me. It doesn't repel me, blah, blah, blah. But oh my god. Yeah, fox stink doesn't bother me. But geez, these muskrats, there's something about them. Stinky. Stinky buddies. All right, I'm in the wall blind, looking out over the billabong, wondering, hey, I wonder if there's any scratties in the billabong. Because they will get in here. I haven't seen any in here in a while. But I like them. I'm going to walk around the outside of the wall blind here and walk down to the water. Look. There's some ripples in the water here. Yeah, no, not a scratty though. Just seeing little fishies eat bugs. What does that sound behind me? It sounded like something was walking through the forest. Maybe we need to go back down over here and see what's going on. Alright, so I'm walking back. We're going deeper into the forest. We're going around what I used to call Turtle Bay, which is now Frog Bay, but there's no frogs in it. There's no ducks in it. There's no nothing in this little bay. That's okay. We'll just keep on moving. Muskrats. They are pretty awesome. I like them a lot. And that's why I like to come out here and try to find them. Oh, sun's getting lower and lower. No longer in my face, although I am walking the other way anyway. And pretty soon, it'll be... Oh no, we still got about 15 minutes. I'm turning around, I'm looking at the angle of the sun. We've got about 15 minutes or so before it gets low enough that our vision will be affected, or more importantly, our photograph taking abilities. So I'm heading out to the big blind. coming up on another chunk of water here, another bay. This is the Turtle Reproduction Bay. And I see nothing. There's nothing out there. No birds, no turtles, no scratties. Where's my snappers? snapping turtles. That's another thing we might be able to find now that all the duckweed is gone. Wow, what was that? Oh, it's just a squirrel. That's a squirrel making a lot more noise than he should have been. Yeah, I see you. Oh, he's got a walnut in his mouth. The noise was from him climbing up the tree with the walnut. There's more squirrels hopping around in here. I thought they were other dudes. There's all kinds of action going on out here. Squirrely action. Okay, into the blind we go. And just straight out in front of me are four male mallards with two females. Oh, and there's more. One, two, three, four, five, six males. One, two, three, another four mallards just hanging out by Goose Island. Oh, they're so quacky. Yeah, there's some mallards right up close to me, too. Half a dozen males. Oh, and there's a whole bunch out at the delta. Oh, and there's a whole bunch right up here against the bank. My God. And there's some goosers. Oh, there's some Canada geese and, oh Jesus, there's two dozen mallards right here. No, I take that. Yeah, when I say two dozen, I mean two dozen males. There's also about two dozen females. There's 50 ducks right here. There's another dozen over by the boardwalk. There's a dozen out further out on the water. Wow. It's super mallardy out here. It's a mallardy day. Hip hip hooray. I like the quacking ducks. Yeah, yeah. Alright. Well, I'm looking for other scratties. I'm looking for beavers, foxes, snoodlers. I do not see any other dudes out here. Just a lot of ducks. Nice ducks, though. Alright, so I'm wondering what all this racket is out here. There's something nesting around in leaves out here. Maybe you can hear it. It's probably just birds and squirrels. Jeez, what is going on out here? They're freaking out. Alright, well, yeah, it's just birds. There's a bunch of birds back there just having a grand old time. Having some kind of massive bird party in the underbrush. Alright, well, I think I gotta start heading out. We're running out of time. And as much as I'd love for a golden hour to go on forever and ever, it does not do so. It is a finite, limited amount of time. And we all know how much time is. It's very expensive. Time is money. And this is about the time where I say you've been listening to another episode of Golden Hour Antics. My name is Tobe. You can hear me on and on radio every single day at 1930 UTC, so be sure to tune in tomorrow and each and every day after that. But right now, I gotta go. So, I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
$20.